T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Before I was really evident of understanding everything that was going on around me, I'm a born in the 60s person. But I don't remember any of the 60s because I was born the last week of 64. So I don't remember anything of the 60s. If you just said to me, do you remember a bike? Do you remember playing? Do you remember going to the beach? Like, I don't remember much of that time. The problem is most of the people that grew up in the 60s remember just about as much of it as I do because of some of the activities that were going on. They don't remember much of it either. But I've heard a lot of people saying that today, 2017, reminds them a lot of the 60s. And I've heard this from older relatives of mine, people that I know that are older than me, that tell me it reminds me a lot of it. The protest era. Everything's a protest now. Now, the other day, we had the New England Patriots go to the White House. And the Patriots were going to the White House, and I was seeing a lot of people on social media, and I was seeing a lot of people even in the news media that were really trying to just run hard with this. Their personal politics really running hard. And let's spin this story and let's somehow spin this to our own political slant. Here's what I would say. I put out the tweet the other day. If you have a problem, and I'm being honest with you, if you have a problem with any member of the New England Patriots not going to the White House or exercising their right to say, I don't want to be there, if you're on the radio, if you're in the newspaper, if you're on television, and I saw debate shows doing this, we're saying it was totally disrespectful and everything like that, I got to tell you, in my opinion, you don't understand what this constitutional republic is about and why we were founded and why people died to give you the exact right to make any decision you want. If you don't come to the White House when you're invited, it is not, you are not disrespecting the president. And I heard that spun by quite a few people. And as you know, I tend to lean a little more conservative than liberal. So I'm telling you, it's my conservative friends that were losing their minds, or conservative followers that were losing their minds over it, like as if it was like disrespectful. It's not. You make a conscious choice about anything you choose to do in life, and if you don't want to be there, that's fine. What I would suggest is this. You don't accept someone's invite. Do you then choose to politicize it? That is a little bit different. I have a different opinion on that. If I decide to not attend an event, and I have been invited to political events in my city before, and I've been shocked when I've been invited because I've been invited to some people that I don't think that they would ever in any kind of way, shape, or form think that I would be coming out to support them. But what I haven't then done is say, I'm not going to this event, and I haven't gone on my radio show and said, by the way, I was invited to this political figure's event, and let me tell you, I'm not going. And let me tell you why I'm not going. I think you either, to me, you either go or you don't go. But every stinking thing now has to be politicized. I saw, I guess it was one of the, it was probably Devin McCourty, I believe, that put together a video of, and it was all these people saying, we are patriots. We are patriots. We're not, and we defend these people not going to the White House. Tom Brady's mom is fighting a valiant battle with cancer. And there were people that were trying to politicize him spending time with his mom. They were trying to spin that into, see, he's not going to the White House because of the president. We've become really ugly. But if you're ripping on the Patriots players for not showing up at the White House, the ones that didn't, if you're ripping on them for it, I would suggest a couple things. One, grow up. And two, understand what this country's supposed to be all about. This constitutional republic is supposed to be all about. Just understand it. Those players have every right not to show up. If they choose not to show up, they have every right not to show up. Now, I did hear some things this week. I remember, was it Tim Thomas, the goaltender for the Boston Bruins, that refused to go when President Obama was in office? He didn't approve of President Obama. He chose not to go to the White House. And people were ripping on him, too. And guess what? It's just as wrong. It's just as wrong. I would suggest, though, that not every decision you make in life has to become a YouTube event. Let me use this. You were kind enough to invite me. Well, not only am I not going to show up, but I'm going to try to politicize it and do something to screw you over. That's where we've come, though. And I understand this morning the Boston Globe has decided to go after Tom Brady. My gosh. What's the Boston Globe is going after Tom Brady for? And from what I can decipher, and you're going to have to go read it for yourself, Tom Brady gives money to too many charities. I think it's the Boston Globe having an issue with. There is a Boston Globe is there. He's giving money to too many charities. I think that's where it's at. Jerry Callahan had tweeted that out. Says he gave money to too many charities. It's unbelievable. Things have gotten very, very dicey. Just very dicey. But if you don't understand why people have a right to reject invitations, and it's not a disrespectful thing, if I don't go to your dinner party, if I don't go to your fundraiser, I'm not disrespecting you. I'm just declining your invitation. Now, if I take it to social media, then I might be.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.